Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. My name is Charlie.
Show. Now I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening to the 1982
Astros Alumni Radio. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Lock that number in. Write it down. Whatever you have to do in order to be able to get to it as fast as possible. I have great shows every day for you, and today is no different. Now, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook, so if you want to follow the show, you can follow it on Twitter or Facebook. Now, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. Then you can, I also promote the show on Facebook. So if you do have a Facebook account, you can go to your Facebook account. And at the top of the page there, go in the search box there and type in 1982 Astros Alumni. Okay? 1982 Astros Alumni. And our page will pop up there, and you can send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? Facebook and Twitter, you can follow the show. Now, I have daily show notes that come in to Facebook and Twitter about a half hour to 45 minutes before the show, and they will alert you, and that way you won't miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? Now, our show today is being brought to you by, of course, our wonderful sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, whether they're personal or corporate, call the professionals at CPA on Duty. Their office number is 770-732-0244. Again, their office number is 770-732-0244. Thank you guys again for listening to the show. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Okay? Now, I know you guys have been watching the Olympics. I've been watching them ever since they started. I know it's back-to-back stuff going on all the time on a couple of channels. And if you guys are watching the Olympics or that's a way, that is a way of supporting the Olympics by watching the Olympics, okay? So do that, guys. Watch the Olympics. Support the Olympics by watching them, and root on the Americans. They're bringing home some gold medals, a bunch of gold medals. I think they're leading right now in gold medals, and so check them out. We have the absolute best athletes in the entire world, and it's proven by the Olympics. Okay. Now I'm also following closely. Is the men's basketball and women's basketball. Now, the women are 1-0 right now, and they're playing right now. Right now, they're up against, because I don't know for sure who they're playing, but whomever they're playing, they're like stomping them. I think it's 73-35, something like that. So I think they're going to cruise on through. I think the only team that they may have a little trouble with is Argentina. And actually, Argentina or France may be either one of those. I'm mixed up. But one of those teams, either Argentina or France, they're going to have a little trouble with. But Argentina lost on yesterday to France. So, you know, there's going to be a couple of good games in there. But the rest of them, I think, are going to be knockdown dragouts. So, you know, you pretty much knock them down in the first half or the first quarter or the second quarter or whatever, and then drag them out at halftime, and the game's pretty much over. With a great team that they've assembled, it's going to be very hard for anyone to beat the men's or the women's team. Now, the men won on yesterday. They played France. Who had Tony Parker and Kurioff, and they got a couple of NBA players on their team. They do have a France, you know, They do have a decent team. They do have a decent team. But, United States, they're no match for the United States. They're no match for the United States. And we stomped them pretty good yesterday. And I'll play again on tomorrow. I think tomorrow's game is about 5-something. So I will be doing the show tomorrow, but I will be watching the game just before the show, okay? And another thing, guys, I had some great news today. Today I went to the doctor, and the doctor said my Achilles is doing great, and my swelling's almost completely down, almost completely gone. So I'm getting back to my normal spot there. I'm looking to go back to work probably in about 2 weeks. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. I know everyone at work is they're looking forward to me coming back. I'm looking forward to getting back and getting a little work done and seeing all the people. I miss those guys down there, and I'm gonna be happy to get back. Call in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Say hello to me or tell me I'm doing something wrong or doing something good with the show, whatever. I don't mind. I like for you guys to call in and talk to me. 818-301-5834. Now, the title of today's show, and which I said on Friday, on Free Fall Friday, I said I was going to do a show today, a cooking show today, a show about cooking. Time to time I give out a recipe. I tell what you need, how to cook it, how to prepare everything, and from top to bottom. So that's what I'm going to do today, and today's recipe is the best, the absolute best beef stir fry in town. I do the best beef stir fry in town, and if you don't believe me, holler at me, and I'll have you over one day, and we'll cook it together. It only takes 30 to 40 minutes. Cooking time is no big deal, and to prepare for it is only about 15 minutes to do all your preparations for it. So here we go, the best beef stir fry in town. All right. Now, I call it beef stir fry. A lot of people call it, pepper steak or something like that. I think some of the Asian people call it maybe pepper steak and stuff like that. But I call it beef stir fry. All right. I use my wok when I prepare it. I got a big wok that I use, a nice big wok that I use. I put over the on top of the stove, and I use my wok. That's about the best thing you can use to do this. And the wok is easy to clean. I don't know if you guys have ever used a wok, but a wok is very easy to clean. After you get done cooking your food, you just put some water in it with a little dishwashing detergent. Let it sit for maybe an hour or half hour or something, and then you go back and just use a sponge with a hard pad on one side and just scrape it all around the edges and on the inside, and that stuff comes right out, and you rinse it and dry it off and put it back up, and you're good to go. Okay, so here we go. Now, for servings of four servings, which is what I use for my family, is there are four of us, and we never have any left over. And the reason for that is because this is a four person serving, and as well as it is so good that we usually tear it apart. So there's nothing left at the end of the night, and I like that as well. But sometimes I like to grab it and take some with me for lunch on the next day, but usually there isn't anything left, okay? So what we're doing is first you need about a pound and a half of beef chuck steak or round steak, that's had the fat trimmed off of it already. What I do, I get probably some round steak. Well, I usually get chuck steak. I have chuck steak that I'm using for my recipe on tomorrow. I'm using beef chuck steak. And you're going to need a pound and a half of that. And you need a one-third cup of soy sauce. If you guys are writing this down, write it down. I'm going to try to go slowly with it. But we got a lot to cover here in the next 14 or 15 minutes. So I'm going to smooth it out a little bit. And if you want to get this recipe, just send me a message or call me or whatever, and I can get it to you. One-third cup of soy sauce. You're going to need one clove of garlic, minced or pressed. That's the garlic you can get in the little jar. It's little fine pieces of garlic. I think a teaspoon would be a clove or something like that. You need a teaspoon of paprika. Okay, you guys know what paprika is. You need a half a teaspoon of ground ginger. Now, please don't use a tablespoon. Just use a half of a teaspoon of ground ginger, okay? Not a whole lot. That ginger is I don't know what you call it, but it's pretty seasonful. That means you could put it in there. If you put too much, you're going to get a harsh taste of that ginger in there. So just use a half a teaspoon of ground ginger. Use this, and this is the marinade, guys. You use one-third cup of salad oil, divide it. You know, any kind of vegetable oil, you can use a third cup of that. You need 1.5 cups of sliced red, green, and or yellow pepper. I usually use red and green pepper, but sometimes I get a yellow pepper as well, so you can use all three peppers in there. That's to give it that color at the end. You know, when you pull it out and put it over the rice, it gives you the color. And then that's what I do. Again, I was going to tell you, I usually cook mine and put it on over rice and eat it like that. One cup of finely sliced celery. Okay. One cup of sliced green onion. Okay. The little small, you know, the green onion, the little small green onion. We use one tablespoon of cornstarch. If you guys don't know what cornstarch is, just go in the grocery store and tell them to point you to the cornstarch. Get you a tablespoon of cornstarch. That's gonna thicken up your liquid there. The cornstarch does. You're gonna use 3/4 cups of water. And then once you get the recipe done and taste it, you can add salt and pepper to your tasting, however you like, how much salt, how much pepper you like. You can add that and get it tasting the way you want. One cup of diced fresh tomatoes. You're going to get your tomato, cut it up in little fine cubes, and that'll be great. Now, it's quick and it's tasty, so this is the preparation for it now. Now, that was for your marinade. That's everything you need to do your marinade and all the peppers and stuff you need on the side, okay? Now, here's the way you prepare. Now, you're going to take a sharp knife, the sharpest knife you have in the house, and you're going to cut your beef into strips, however big strips you want for your stir fry. You're going to cut it into strips. But when you look at your beef, you'll see that your beef has these lines in it. So that's the grain of the beef. That's the cross grain of the beef. You want to cut against the grain. So you want to cut the beef in strips across that. If the line is going up and down, you want to cut across. So cut the beef in the strips across like that against the grain of your meat. For your marinade, you want to combine your soy sauce in a separate dish. You want to combine soy sauce, third cup of soy sauce, garlic, paprika, ginger, and 1/4 cup of the oil. So you already have 1/3 cup of salad oil. You're just going to use about a half of that for the marinade, about 1/4 of a cup of salad oil, okay? And then you're gonna mix all that up, the soy sauce, the garlic, paprika, the ginger, and the oil. You're going to mix that up. And then you're going to add the beef strips in there. And you're going to toss that around, and you know, you can put your hands in it and toss it all around, get the marinade to going into the beef strips real good. You can use your hand. I usually use my hand and do that, and then wash my hands off real good after I do it. And then you're going to sit that to the side, or you could put it in the refrigerator. Well, they don't want you to put it in the refrigerator, but I usually put mine in the refrigerator for a few minutes. But they said let it stand for 30 minutes, a half hour, at room temperature. So you just sit that to the side for a half hour at room temperature and until you're ready for it, okay? And then once you, you know, at the end of your half hour, you're going to pour the beef out, and so you're going to strain the beef. It's going to have the reserve marinade. You're going to keep that now. Don't pour it out. Keep that to the side, all right? You know, and in the meantime, you got your vegetables. You cut your vegetables up and all that. And you can be doing that in the 30 minutes while you're letting your beef sit to the side and stand and soak in the oil and the paprika and stuff. Prepare your vegetables while you're in that half hour while you're waiting for that, okay? And then in a wok, or you can use a heavy frying pan. You're gonna put that the rest of that oil that you got, probably another quarter cup of oil. You're gonna put that in the wok or your frying pan, and get it hot. Start heating it up, all right? And then you're going to add your beef to that. You know, your beef you took out of the marinade, put your beef in there, in your oil, and start stirring it around. Stir it around, sort of start, you know, coloring on both sides. Start, you know, cooking through a little bit. And you're going to toss it over high heat. You know, turn the heat up on it and toss it and get it and brown it real good, real evenly. Okay? And then you're going to taste it and see if it's pretty tender. Now, if it's not tender, or if it's not as tender as you like, then add a little water to it to kind of tender it up, and then let that simmer over medium heat, turn the heat down a little bit, let it simmer a little bit over medium heat for about 10 or 15 minutes, okay? And again, guys, if you want to call into the show and talk, 818-301-5834, 818-301-5834. We're about the best stir fry in town. Now, guys, after you get your meat right, then take the meat out. Pour the meat out. I usually pull it out and put it back in the marinade, and then you're gonna take all your vegetables except your tomatoes. Put all your vegetables. You're gonna put your green and yellow peppers in there. You're gonna put your celery in there. You're gonna put your green onions in there. Go ahead and put all those vegetables in there. Not the tomatoes now, just the hard vegetables. Put those in there in the pan. Turn the heat back up, and you're gonna toss the vegetables just like you did the beef. Turn the heat up high and toss your vegetables. Get them where they're starting to get crisp. Okay, and then. Until they get crisp, you're going to do that probably about 10 or 15 minutes, all right? Once they get crisp, kind of hard, you're going to, you know, you stop. And then you're going to put the meat back in the pan. You're going to pull it out, strain it out of the marinade now. Don't dump the marinade and everything in there. Just pull the meat out of the marinade and put it back in the pan with your vegetables, okay? Now, and you turn the heat up again on it and stir it all together. And then you start to, in the meantime, you mix your cornstarch, which is, you got a tablespoon of cornstarch. You mix your cornstarch in with your water. Mix it all up. Stir it up good in the water. It's going to turn and it's going to look like milk. Stir your cornstarch in the water. Until you don't have any, you know, until it dissolves. And then, it like I said, it looked like milk. It's a cup of milk, it looks like. Pour that all around over your into your pan with your beef and your vegetables. And you stir it and cook it until it starts, it's going to start to thicken up in about 2 or 3 minutes. It'll start to thicken up like gravy, you know. Oh, so good. Start to thicken up like gravy. And you know, that's, and, you know, you'll see it start to thicken up like gravy. And you just keep stirring it, keep it stirred. Don't let it sit too long and cook. Keep stirring it all the time. Keep it going. You see that some of the Asians in these restaurants, they are steady, bam, 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 baking and brocking it up and down, tossing it up and down, keep tossing it. They don't let it sit there and cook, because it'll stick. Excuse me, guys. So, and then once it thickens, then you add your tomatoes in there. At the end, you add your tomatoes in there, and stir your tomatoes in real good with it. And then you add you some salt and pepper and see how that tastes. And then you cook you some rice. You can be cooking your rice at the same time. And once that's ready, once your rice is ready, you could turn the stove on again and just reheat your stir fry, reheat it, and then take you some rice and put it in on a tray or whatever, and just dip you some stir fry on top of your rice. Oh, it is just absolutely the best in town. Absolutely the best. So try that, guys. This is the beef stir fry. Now, excuse me. Now, if you want a copy of this, of this recipe, just give me a call here on the show and ask me for it. Give me an email and I'll send it. Or you can send me an email or give me an email off Facebook or send me a message on Facebook and say, Frank, I'd like a copy of that pepper steak or beef stir fry recipe to do for my family. It's not expensive at all, and it's quick, and it's very, very good. You'll probably start implement that into your cooking routine. I do it at least maybe twice a month, and my kids love it. Everyone loves it, and it works well. I got about 15 seconds left in the show. Thank you guys for listening in. I love you guys. I know you had a great day at work today on a Monday. Listen in to tomorrow's show and call in if you need to. Love you guys. Take care.
Heard yet, and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the time.